Good morning. Welcome to Presence of Light with Charlie Riverman Bergeron here on Humanity Healing Facebook. Welcome to the new moon. Welcome to an opportunity to tap into miracles. As I awoke this morning, that's what I was confronted with, was this process of the new moon, which many of us have forgotten to embrace over our lifetimes, because we think it's somewhat of a trivial just repetition of nature. And we've lost the connection to the potential that it offers us for change and embracing ourselves and embracing each other as these amazing living beings on this planet. And so last night I did a Toltec ceremony with a gentleman whose name is Uncle Raul. And he did two ceremonies in one. One was what he called the Black Moon ceremony, and then the New Moon ceremony. So the Black Moon ceremony is about releasing, because it's the night before the New Moon. And the New Moon is basically inviting back in the new energies. And so today, what's important is that we embrace the new moon, a realignment of the sun, the moon, and the earth, where the side that always faces us is dark. It reflects no light. Yet the moon and the sun are still offering us the enchantment of a new beginning. And how many of us are yearning now for a new beginning? It's hard to anticipate what that might bring to us or what we might encounter on this new moon, this doorstep of this new moon, this threshold that we cross every month, but think so little about it. So this morning, as I wrote my show notes, I said, well, I'll just randomly pick a sacred space meditation card. And here it is. And the card is enchantment, hence the title of my talk. And the enchantment is really speaking of the universe being magical. That our universe is always providing miracles for us to accept and play with. And this card expresses that the universe is magical. It creates wonderful miracles in my world. And it goes on to say the universe holds an abundant supply of adventure, provides me with a rich life full of blessings, gives me wisdom and control of unseen forces that can operate in my life, reveals secret knowledge that will lead me to my power, and I will prosper from divine power. That's really what miracles are all about, is divine power. And it reminded me, as I read the interesting part of this card, is this is a galaxy cluster. A cluster of four separate galaxies that were involved in a collision. And pouring into a region of matter. Imagine that. Four galaxies colliding together. This coming together of four unique galaxies. And now having to co-create a complete new order pattern. Isn't that like us, really? We've been scattered across the face of this planet. We've chose separation over unity. And here we are having this collision with this virus that has made us look at our separation. And now we're in a process of trying to figure out, how do we bring this back together? How do we come back together and co-create something new, something unique that benefits everyone, not just a few? These are not in my show notes. These are me talking from my heart as I embrace each of you, knowing that years ago, I believe it was about 25 years ago, as a facilitator for the Course in Miracles, which was one of my first gifts of spirit to tap me into something greater than I understood. Miracles, in the first chapter, they list, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 different definitions of miracles. But as I picked up my book this morning, this ratty-looking, well-worn, well-marked-up book of 25 years of picking it up and putting it down, of going through the whole book several times. Each time it speaks differently. But the first order, the first expression of a miracle in this is, and I quote, "There is no order of difficulty in miracles. One is not harder or bigger than any other. They are all the same. All expressions of love are maximal." Think about that word, maximal. It's not a word we use often. Think of the grandeur of the word maximal. It can't be any more. It's so brilliant. It's so powerful. It's so magnificent. That it's at its fullest expression. This is what the new moon is offering us. This is what the new moon really offers us every month. But as we start to come out of these social limitations that we've been dwelling in, it's offering us the ability to stop for a moment and embrace that dark sky in which those stars and those galaxies can be seen more clearly. Not just as objects in the night, but as powerful energies, of creation. That whether we see them or not, or know they exist, they are evolving themselves. So too, they may not see us, and we are evolving as well. This is the unity of the universe, which is a part of a multiverse but it's all, in essence, a singularity. So what those distant stars have to offer us is nothing but their own light. So we have no moon light of the moon, which is our star reflecting off of the moon to us. We have the full presence of all those stars without any interference from our own star at night. It's a deeper look into the whole story of creation and how, no matter how dark it is, creation is always happening. There's light coming at us that existed long before we were even considered as a form of life as human beings. Especially human beings who were to dwell on this tiny little planet in this distant galaxy as humans. The fact that we are here is so amazing that if you really think about it, of the chances of the possibilities of our existence, it's just mind-blowing. Yet every day we think we're so powerful, we think we're so special, we think we're so much. Not to say that we aren't and shouldn't revel in that, but let's put it into perspective of the whole. What is the whole? The whole is not just this planet. The whole is everything that this planet is engaged with energetically. It's not just humans. So if you really think about it, we are really quite magical. And if you think deeper, we are miracles ourselves. The miracle of our existence here in these physical bodies, on this planet that looks like no other planet in our solar system, and for many solar systems beyond this. What are the chances of that? That's a miracle. So we are fully embodied in the energy of miracles. But we have become so personally involved with our own struggles and our own thoughts, thought patterns, and our own creations of our own mind that we don't take time enough to come into a deep appreciation for everything that life has to offer. We've been forced into it right now to take a look at what are you thankful for? I mean, every day when I sit down to eat, I offer prayers for the world, for the food, for the animals. And I think about how amazing it is that we are, in spite of what's going on around us, and in any form, we're still here. We are still here. And the awareness that's being brought to us from within us, from when our opening our hearts, is really a gift that we can't refuse. Because in refusing it, what we're doing is denying our own existence as beings from the stars, water from the stars who have come and flowed into this planet, into this bowl, if you will, and fostered growth and fostered connection as emissaries of that which we religiously call God or Creator, Source. No matter what name you put on it, it doesn't change. It's changeless. The fact is that you recognize it exists versus thinking that you are this little being who's in control of everything. And allowing all of that to embrace your inner self. This is what the new moon is offering us now. It's a time out. It's really a time out to say, take a deep breath. Inhale. Take a deep inhale. Know that this air that surrounds you, as you exhale it, is really allowing you to embrace your inner self. Where is that going? This is your inner self. What does that inner self surround that space? It surrounds your heart. And as we gently exhale, let us accept our ability to receive miracles. Receive miracles that not only exist in the moment, but have occurred in both our beginnings and our endings of everything we choose to do. The opportunity for miracles to happen is there if we embrace that darkness, that stillness that the new moon offers us, that energy, that promise of something's going to happen. This is the energy of the new moon, where we receive affirmations of rebirth, which seem to go back and forward, but really go forward in time, what we call time. And the Course in Miracles says they undo the past in the present, and thus release the future. Let me say that again. It's from the Course in Miracles. They undo the past in the present, and thus release the future. That's what miracles do. They're just one split second that is so powerful if we can catch them in that one split second and recognize that there's another one, there's another one, there's another one, there's another one. They're more frequent in our lives than we ever imagined if we take the time to stop and listen. And look and feel with our open hearts into the energies that we are breathing in and are around us, and recognize those little moments of great ability to shift and change from one frequency of thought to another frequency of thought. We can change everything if we want to, and make it into a world where darkness and strife no longer seem the common thread. And we can bring about a greater opportunity to deepen into our hearts and bring forth our light from within us that we might not have even known existed in the fullness that it really does. We are, as Jose said yesterday, star seeds. Think of yourself as a star seed, a seed of light. And when maybe one day in your personal evolution, you will be one of those stars. Perhaps you already are. That's far more pleasant to think about than all the fear that everybody wants us to look at right now. So I offer you this talk this morning to look for the miracles and see that this is the time where our light, if we so choose to tap into it, will go guide us and direct us into new beginnings, into loving adventures, expanding us into dreams with great potential. Dreams that offer our loving presence to come through and eliminate all of the ills of humanity. Because when we look at the ills of humanity in truth, we have to own that we are primarily the ones who have created them. It's not an easy burden to carry. It's not an easy burden to eliminate without miracles. You are a miracle. I'm a miracle. And it's one of the keys of embracing renewal and miracles is to bear witness to truth. What does truth look like for you? How do you see truth? How do you feel truth? How do you embrace truth? Just because somebody writes it in an elegant manner doesn't make it truth. Just because a group of people who seem to be placed in some position of power agree that this is truth doesn't make it truth. We are now learning the falsities. We are now embracing a moment of confusion where we have to come back into our hearts because the world outside of us has become irrational. Even to the well-educated, it's irrational. But they will keep doing what they've always done. Because that's what they know. We're moving now with the beginning of this new moon into a space where knowing everything is not the solution. But one in which we're able to forgive what has gone on behind us. Being able to forgive the past and let it go. Even when we don't know what direction we're going in or what's next, but being stable enough in our own presence to say, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm an amazing power of peace, light, and love. I know that the power of miracles are those fragmented moments at this point in my life, but I know they're there. I know they happen. And I know that if I tap into them, I can learn to trust them. And that if I don't forgive, then I'm actually stopping miracles from happening. Because in many ways, forgiveness is a miracle. The fact that we can forgive is a miracle. And many people can't forgive. And when you look at them, or at least when I look at them, I can only feel sadness. And look at how much of life they're missing. Because they can't come to that point of the new moon where they look at the darkness and they no longer have fear of it. And they can let it go and say, something good will come of my letting go. I may not know what it is, but I know that to continue to carry this darkness within myself, I will never move into the light. And I will live the rest of my life in fear and powerlessness. I don't mean to preach. I just want to express how forgiveness offers us a grand opportunity to embrace each other, to embrace who we truly are, and it provides the energetic frequencies that are so desperately needed right now for miracles to occur. Not only for us, ourselves, our personal selves, but to everyone around the world. Every day, more people die from other causes than this current virus. Every day. And we don't stop the world for that. We don't stop the world for those who are dying of starvation. We don't stop the world for those who are dying from lack of water or clean water. We don't stop the world for those who are dying from the pollution we have caused in the world through all our chemicals and mining and pharmaceuticals, our cars, our planes. We have created more diseases than nature has. And it's time now in this new moon. I really feel the power of this new moon. They call it the flower moon. To embrace the world as the flowers. You know, years ago we were called the flower children. I posted a picture of myself as a flower child sitting on a picnic table with my first wife and my daughter. We had so many dreams then. Little did we see what was going to happen. We knew the potentiality of it, but we didn't have enough energy to stop it. And now we've become the elders. We've become the teachers. And the only way we can teach now is to be examples of what we saw then and what we see now. So as we release what no longer serves us, as we release what is deeply painful whether it be family or fear or whatever it is. The new moon gives us that opportunity to let it go. And when we do, we may not even realize it for days or months in the future. But it will eventually call your attention and you'll say, something happened. I don't feel that anger anymore, or I don't feel that pain of my trauma anymore. And in that moment, you can recognize that the miracle happened. We are miracle makers. We are miracle workers. So as I close, I just want to share that we're standing here on the threshold of what appears to be the darkness of the night sky. That letting go of what no longer serves us, either personally or collectively, is our purpose now. The new dawn will come, and our next evening will come and may appear just as dark as this one. Yet light will always have moved into the darkness, whether we have noticed it or not. The endless cycle that we have witnessed occurring through all of our lifetimes, always offering its quiet space for us to leave behind what no longer aligns with us, is now speaking to us once again with opened arms that embrace us, not in fear, but in love. Allowing us to know that our false thinking has created the heaviness in our hearts, that we fear cannot ever be removed. Yet where there is divine order, there is always hope, which helps to dispel all illusions. So let's get thinking about co-creating miracles, sharing them with each other. As we did in the beginning, at the birthing of humanity on this planet. And embrace each other energetically once again as we step forward into this new moon and invite the miracles to flow without end. Realizing not only who we are, but that we are fully capable of changing everything through our correcting our perception in order that our collective human consciousness is inspired to create with respect and compassion through the miracles that we embrace within our own hearts. Thank you all for showing up this morning. Anita, Amber, Louie, Helen. Oh, talking about truth today. Yes, we need to talk about truth every day and rediscover truth. Redefine truth for ourselves, if you will. As Margaret says, stop the world to create a new sustainable one. We're going to make it more sustainable. It hasn't lost its today sustainability yet, but it's becoming very difficult. So keep the hope in your hearts. Keep the light in your embodiment. And look for the miracles. Expect the miracles. Know that you are a miracle just being here. And from that point, what can you do? I love you. I thank you. I respect you. I am you. You are me. We are unity. And on the new moon, gather some water. Bring it into your home. Pray over it. Offer it blessings. And know that you can return it over time or at the full moon with another ceremony. Keeping some in your home to share and releasing at your next gathering. But this reciprocity of exchanging water connects us from our hearts to the heart of our Mother Earth. I'm complete. I'm whole. I love you. Thank you for showing up and being here. May your week be blessed. May the new moon unfold and flower in your hearts. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much for being here and sharing the journey with me. And somewhere I have a way to get out of here in live video. There you go. Technology is still my challenge. Bless you all. Have a great week. I love you.